Anyway, so for the last program of the day, I think this is kind of appropriate because this is something that we find to be pretty much of an afterthought for people. And one of the provisions we'll talk about typically appears just like this, our panel. It appears at the end of the acquisition agreement, at the very end. So hopefully we can convince you to pay a little bit of attention to that last little bitty provision at the end.
Let's be clear. It's an afterthought for the two deal guys guys. Noel and I, it's at the forefront of what we do.
Which leads me to my next point, is that we have a cast here that I think gives us a nice balance. So we have Mike, who is a corporate lawyer who negotiates and drafts these agreements and does the deal. And then we have Noel and Clay, who have to live with the consequences of what we just did.
That's right.
Right. So we're going to give you that view of what it's like. And I can tell you that the first time Clay and I we addressed this issue, I could hear, even though we were miles away in different buildings, I could hear Clay's forehead hit the desk.
That's about right.
Anyway, so what we're going to do, we're going to keep this presentation into three major parts. One is a very quick overview of attorney-client privilege basics, very basic. Then we're going to talk about preserving the privilege in the course of diligence. And then after that, we're going to spend some time talking about the controlling the privilege for the pre-merger communications. Let me do this. This I had to do this graphic. Here it is. This is exactly what we're talking about. That's the attorney-client privilege, and that will just kind of punctuate the entire discussion. But first, let me say, Noel, can you describe, give us the basics of what that teddy bear is all about?